You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Last month, the Dallas Morning News uncovered an internal email from the Texas Juvenile Justice Department. It said that at least four staffers at the Gainesville State School, a lockup for juvenile offenders, could be sent to prison for sexual misconduct at the facility. The Juvenile Justice Department is no stranger to scandal, and to fix it, a set of advocacy groups have an idea. Close all the facilities. Completely rethink how the state houses young offenders. Joining us now to discuss the prospects for that, Deborah Fowler. She is executive director of Texas Appleseed, a social and economic justice group involved in the effort. Deborah, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you.
In a letter you wrote to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and House Speaker Joe Strauss, you say the real problem with the juvenile justice system is the model that it uses to rehabilitate young people. Tell us a little bit about that model and why you think it didn't work.
You bet. And this is something we've actually known for a long time. The first round of legislation in the 2007 session actually focused on conditions in facilities. We had very similar, in many respects, allegations of systemic problems with staff on youth sexual abuse. And so they put a lot of measures in place to ensure that there was some pretty strict oversight. After that session in 2009 and again in 2011 and again in 2013, you really started to see lawmakers say, you know, focusing on conditions in these facilities is not going to work because we know that these facilities are really not well poised to rehabilitate kids who need a lot of treatment and rehabilitation. And so instead, they started to move money out of state secure facilities and close them and move money into the probation budget so that kids could be treated closer to home.
So what happened then in the interim between that time and what we now see with these secure facilities, the target of sexual scandal?
I think that what's happened is that at some point, the Texas legislature became consumed with other issues of running the state, and we did not continue to see closing facilities prioritized.
But what about the goal? Is the goal to rehabilitate young offenders, or is it primarily designed to administer punishment? I mean, is that part of getting our eyes off the ball, if you will?
Well, so Texas's juvenile system, like all juvenile systems across the nation, sets its first goal as rehabilitation. And of course, public safety is a goal as well. But in 2015, the Council of State Governments Justice Center published a report that concluded that, in fact, when you compare like youth between the youth who are treated closer to home in their probation facilities or probation departments and kids who are committed to state secure facilities, that the kids who are treated closer to home actually do much better. Certainly, I know that some of the rhetoric out there about the kids who end up in these TJJD facilities is that they are, quote, the worst of the worst. I have spent hours and hours in these facilities talking to kids, and what you find when you talk with them is that they have had significant histories of trauma. And so naturally, when you place the child who has experienced that kind of trauma in a setting where we're not only not able to treat them, but we're also not able to keep them safe from additional trauma, the result is going to be catastrophic for the child and for the community that they return to.
Ms. Deborah Fowler of Texas Appleseed, one of four groups calling on Texas to shut down its youth lockups. Now, you'd expect officials to be on the defensive. Well, think again. David Riley, executive director of the Texas Juvenile Justice Department, he's not against closing down the lockups. If he could.
I think the model that people are talking about, the smaller facility model, closer to where kids live, closer to urban areas primarily, is a model that everybody that I know in this system buys into.
But it seems like something got lost along the way, because now it seems like we still have these issues of sexual misconduct continue to appear in the news. How have things become disconnected?
I'll tell you what's changed and what hasn't changed. What's different today, we have a very robust reporting system that receives thousands of calls every year. Kids in these facilities, there's five secure facilities. They have access to a special phone line that they can report. We have the Office of the Independent Ombudsman, who's out in these facilities at least every month talking to kids, talking to staff. What hasn't changed is we have not been able to prevent, you know, hiring people any more than the public schools have. Really, any youth activity, that's where people who have an unhealthy interest in kids are attracted to. So we haven't been able to prevent that. But we do report it. They're investigated. They're prosecuted.
Let me ask you about the proposal that these self-described social justice groups have put out there. That is, close down these secure facilities and let's move toward a full model that's more probationary, more localized facilities. Why not do that tomorrow?
Well, because those facilities don't exist today. So the issue of what to do with these kids in the meantime is an issue that has to be addressed. You can't just abandon them.
What do you want to see from the ledge? What do you need? What would you ask from state lawmakers?
Actually, I think a couple of things. First, the recommendation that the advocacy community has just made to set up a joint committee to really study it and come up with a plan, a thoughtful plan, about how to morph from what we have into these smaller facilities closer to urban centers. In the meantime, our facilities are not safe enough today. They're not safe enough either for kids or for staff. There's been a great reluctance to provide any more resources to a model that nobody really likes. Our turnover rate is a little over 40%. You can't create and establish and maintain the level of competency and skill dealing with the most challenging adolescents in the state when you have a turnover rate of 40%.
Yeah, excuse me, 40% a year?
Yes. It's just a constant churning on the bottom. So what we need, really, and this is what people get tired of hearing, but we need to have a staffing level so that we take care of that safety issue. Until that gets addressed, we're not going to get very far.
That's David Riley, Executive Director of the Texas Juvenile Justice Department. We also spoke with Deborah Fowler, Executive Director of Texas Appleseed, one of four youth justice advocacy groups asking the legislature to close the state's remaining juvenile lockups. We're coming up on 29 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. The Texas Roundup is just around the corner. Stay with us.